Steve called me up the other day and said, Finn, can you come to a place you've never been before, which is La Bella Vita, which is very nice, and talk about failure? And I have to say, I had mixed feelings about this. First of all, I don't particularly like talking about failure, as a rule. But then I realized I am actually, it's probably the one thing I'm the most qualified to talk about. And of course, riffed in my head, what could I think about failure? And I thought of the current political situation and Enoch Powell's thought that all political lives end in failure. And then I was thinking, how might this apply to the situation we find ourselves in? And then I thought, hell no! Do not talk about that. These poor bastards are here on Saturday night. They're up to their necks in this crap all day long. They don't want to hear this. So I riffled through my own back catalogue of failures and picked an early example from 1986 when I was just coming up to 21 and I had my first driving test. And there were several things to say about this driving test before I actually get into the particulars. One that happened in Las Vegas, which, besides Mecca, was probably the last place on earth I thought I would ever set foot in. Secondly, I'd grown up in a very sheltered family, and my family had only got a car a few years before, and there's the malingerous Steve. So my family had been very sheltered. My parents, I think, still hadn't forgiven me for reaching puberty, even and let alone reaching adulthood, as I pretty much was officially supposed to have reached. And so at that time, I was a very pale student that stayed up till about 6 in the morning writing awful poetry every night and loved public transport as often as possible, tried to go to college. Hi, Mary. How you doing? We're just talking about my adolescence. So I had this very sheltered upbringing. My parents had actually considered a record player to be decadent, and there was a sort of family Armageddon the day the record player had arrived. So the last thing they could imagine me doing was driving a car. They didn't sort of row in behind this project in any way. And as it happened, being the person I was quite happy traveling by bus every day because I got to look out the window and daydream. Then I met Fiona, whose parents had recently moved to Las Vegas. So I ended up in 1986 having my holidays in Las Vegas on the far side of the world. The other thing you need to know is that Fiona's father, he was in a band in Chicago in the early 60s. He ran businesses in Dublin and Manchester. He's from this part of the world originally. And he's a very streetwise individual. And when I said to him, you know, Frank, I don't know how to drive. I know nothing about cars. If they had run on steam or on magic, I would have been interested in cars. But actual cars, I had no interest in and little knowledge of. And being a very streetwise person, as I say, who had raised his own children to know their arse from their elbow, and assumed that I did too, he thought what I was saying was just being modest. And I actually, like his children, had been driving a car since I was 6, and was better than most drivers on the road, and was only, you know, only needed the formality of a license to get going traveling around Southern Nevada. So he said, I'll go ahead, do you mind if I just book you in the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, for a test? And I said, sure, because at that time in Ireland, getting a phone took 6 years. So I thought, this is great, book me, yeah, it'll come around next January or something. It was next Tuesday. So Fiona here was left with the job of teaching me, among a thousand other things, what the difference between a brake and an accelerator was. And we practiced like hell for the 6 or 7 days that we had at our disposal. And I learned in those 6 or 7 days how to start a car, how to stop a car, and had to travel in a kind of straightish line across a deserted road on the edge of town. The day of the test arrived. I showed up, and I won't go through all the details, partly because I've suppressed much of what happened. What I do remember is, at the end of the test, when I was driving back, having had this disastrous sojourn around the area, I missed the turn for the DMV, for the actual, you know, parking lot that took you back to the complex. Now, when I say I missed the turn, it's not to say that I took the next turn. I actually yanked the steering wheel around as we were approaching the DMV, without braking or pausing in any way, and sort of went over the curb. And the curb is an American curb. It's like a curb that would pass for a wall in some parts of this county. And I went shooting over this, and the driving test woman, whatever she was already very upset and frustrated, disturbed. When we hit the curb, you know, full 30 miles an hour, whatever it was, 60 miles an hour, she sort of shot upwards in her seat and hit her head off the roof of the car. Hard, very hard. I kept going. Luckily, it was an empty parking lot, so I sort of swerved back in. And by the time we stopped the car, I stopped the car, which I was good at. She was no longer on speaking terms with me. She stormed out of the car and she yelled at Fiona, "Don't let him near this place for 2 years or whatever it is. You know, it's an eternity in America." So that was the end of the driving test. Now let me just park that for a second. There is a theory which all of you have heard of, no doubt, called possible worlds theory, in which every fork in the road that exists in our lives, everything we do, there is a universe in which the other fork was taken and everything plays out. So I like to think that there is a universe in which within a year of this driving test, which turned out to be a disaster, I became a Grand Prix driver. And shortly after that, I won the world championship and I was the greatest driver in this other universe. And in that particular world, looking at this situation where I failed my driving test, nearly killed the driving test instructor and became a world-class Formula One driving champion, the motto of that world is, and I'd like to take this back to our world, the motto is, failures are stepping stones. Failures are stepping stones. And I became a Grand Prix champion. So thank you.